It's Vincent.
Thank you. This is a 30-minute presentation condensed into five, so hold on to your seats. We're going to rush through this. So we looked at hepatitis C infections in PrEP-X, and I'm sure PrEP-X needs no introduction, or at least I hope it doesn't. PrEP-X was conducted between 2016 and 2018, and as background information, observational data suggests that hepatitis C may be sexually transmitted amongst PrEP users, but the magnitude of this effect has not previously been well quantified. So we looked to describe hep C infections in PrEP-X and to explore likely modes of transmission. As I said, the study period was 2016 to 2018. Hep C incident cases were identified using laboratory data from Access, and that was collected at each visit. And for identified hep C incidence cases, we reviewed their Access survey data as well as their medical records, and we conducted interviews with each person who was diagnosed with hepatitis C, or at least we attempted to. We couldn't get hold of two of them. First, looking at our hep C prevalence data. So skipping over the first two lines, there were seven hep C RNA positive cases at baseline in PrEP-X, so that gives you a baseline prevalence of 0.22%. This is just skimming through it, so apologies. Hep C incidence in PrEP-X, we in the end had over 2,000 person years of follow-up in terms of people who were tested for hep C and who had repeat testing, and we had eight incident cases. So this translates to a hep C incidence rate of 0.38 cases per 100 person years. And then we looked at each individual incident case. Just looking at time. So I'm going to run through each case with you. So please, here we go. So case one, tested positive for hep C 16 months after starting PrEP. This person had never injected drugs. He regularly used drugs during sex. All of these people are male, and they're all men who have sex with men. He reported group sex at sex on premises venues, and he'd recently started being fisted, and he'd noted to have some anal trauma prior to being diagnosed with hepatitis C. So we classified this person as having likely sexually transmitted hepatitis C. Case two, tested positive for hep C 6 months after starting PrEP. He'd never injected drugs. He regularly used drugs during sex. He had group sex at sex on premises venues, and he had anal trauma around the time of acquiring hepatitis C. So we classified this person as having sexually transmitted hepatitis C. Case three, tested positive for hep C 5 months after starting PrEP. He'd never injected drugs. He regularly used drugs during sex. He occasionally had group sex. He was diagnosed with HIV and anal gonorrhea at the same time as hep C diagnosis, but unfortunately he could not be contacted for interview. We classified him somewhat cautiously as likely sexual transmission. Case four tested positive for hep C 15 months after starting PrEP. He regularly injected crystal meth during sex, although he was always very careful, and he stresses, he was very careful about never sharing equipment. He also used GHB, ketamine, and cocaine during sex, and around the time of acquiring hep C, he also had anal chlamydia, anal gonorrhea, and his initial episode of anal herpes simplex virus 2. After he was diagnosed with anal herpes simplex virus 2, he, a few days later, attended a group sex event at a sex on premises venue where he had receptive anal intercourse with several men. So it's possible injecting drug use transmission, but we thought it's probably more likely to be sexual transmission. Case five tested positive for, I feel like what it is, motor mouth. I should apply for a job at the Melbourne Cup. Tested positive for hep C 10 months after starting PrEP. He regularly injected crystal meth during sex and shared a needle with someone who's subsequently known to have hepatitis C. He also used ketamine and GHB, likely IDU transmission. Case six, diagnosed with hep C 8 months after starting PrEP. He regularly injected anabolic steroids and crystal meth, also used cocaine. No other sexually transmitted infections, could not be contacted for interview, classified as likely IDU. No, there we go. Case seven, tested positive for hep C 6 months after starting PrEP, had never injected drugs, did not use drugs during sex other than amyl, but I don't think amyl qualifies as chemsex, had recently started having group sex at a sex on premises venue, and he had some anal trauma, so likely sexual transmission. And finally, case eight, tested positive for hep C 15 months after starting PrEP, regularly injected crystal, at one point shared a needle, also used some GHB and marijuana, but and not diagnosed with any other STIs, so likely IDU. So putting that together, I've got a hep C incidence was uncommon in PrEP-X, certainly when we compare this to international studies in Europe and the US. Of the 8 incident cases, 3 were likely injecting drug use and 5 were likely sexual transmission. So this is really the first time we've been properly able to quantify the risk of sexual transmission of Hep C amongst PrEP users, which is obviously a different scenario from people living with HIV. And a common theme was that participants with sexually transmitted Hep C reported condomless receptive anal sex in the context of group sex at sex on premises venues, and often with associated anal trauma. So up for discussion, which we don't have time for, but this does present a health promotion opportunity to reach out to men who have sex at sex on premises venues. I'm going to get binged in a second. I must mention that the low Hep C incidence rate may be partially a result of the PBS listing of DAAs prior to PrEPEX, and we need some phylogenetic analysis to further classify all of this. Thank you. Acknowledgements to everyone.